Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course, I'm not going to air it. Okay. I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice. Okay. But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description. Okay, so today I have on Joe. I said 10 times on this episode that I want to fix him up with Samantha, who called in recently. Samantha and her husband, she found out her husband was into guys and now they're hooking up with guys. And Joe's the same, but it's the guy that's calling in. Joe was a guy that always knew he was into guys secretly. He never brought it up to anybody. He eventually did in his 40s bring it up to his wife. And after he put it on the table, you wouldn't believe what happened. Not only was his wife down with it, she's totally into it. They have been with guys. They eventually started solo playing with guys. They've gotten into the whole hot wifing experience. They are very open with each other. They are living their best life. They have been open with other people as well. And we talk about that too. He did have some feelings about the whole hot wifing situation. And he talks about the feelings that did come up and why he had some reservations and what he enjoyed about it as well. They don't have many rules, but they talk about some stuff that they have, rules that they had going in and all that kind of good stuff. It's a super interesting story. And I have super hot pics of them over on my Patreon. They'll also be on my Discord. So make sure you go and sign up there to see them. If you're a bi guy that's living a secret life, you're going to be jealous of Joe. His story is great. He's living his life now out and proud, and I think it's wonderful. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Joe.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Joe, you are a bi guy. Now, I don't know. You have to tell me, you're going to tell me the whole story, but I don't remember if it's that your wife didn't know that you were bi and then in the middle of your marriage she found out. But where you're at now is you are bi and your wife is totally cool with you hooking up with guys and you guys do it together. Was it a secret life for you at one point?
It wasn't. It was a secret life in my head, but I was not acting out on it at all. I had fantasies. I had a feeling that I liked men, but I didn't do anything with it until after I had talked to my wife and opened up. And I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, came out of the closet.
Yeah, interesting. So how old were you and how long were you married at that point that you put that on the table?
So we had been married 20 years at that point.
Wow.
And this was a little over a year and a half ago. So I was 44 at the time.
Wow. And what made you decide to do it out of nowhere?
So I think it was a lot of changes in both of us and in our marriage as a whole. We had kind of gone through a phase where we were maybe a little bit more conservative and closed-minded, had been going to church and had kind of been, I don't want to make this about my feelings on church, but a little bit brainwashed by some of the closed-minded conservative Christian baloney. And so as we stepped away from that, I think we opened up a little bit more, and then we were kind of opening up in our relationship a little bit more as far as being able to share our feelings and our thoughts. And I was getting to a point, honestly, where I probably needed to do some counseling just because I was pretty closed emotionally. I'd been through a lot of stuff and hadn't really dealt with it. And so I was planning to do that. So it was all kind of working towards this. And then kind of the crescendo of that and when it came out was we were on our once a year we go on a trip for our anniversary, just pick a random location that we want to see and we spend a weekend there, and we were in southern Utah at Zion National Park, and just it's a different vibe between us when we're away from the kids and on vacation. Clearly we're relaxed, we're enjoying our life, and we talk a lot. And so kind of what tipped this off was we were in a coffee shop one morning before we were going out to do whatever the fuck it was we were going to do that day, and the server at the counter was a trans woman, and I had just off the cuff mentioned to my wife that, hey, you know, that she's attractive to me, that person is attractive to me. And it kind of sparked up this conversation, like, huh, okay, that's interesting. And it didn't bother her. She's a very liberal, very open-minded person, mm-hmm. but she wanted to delve into it a little bit. So, you know, she asked questions, and basically I just kind of was like, hey, it's just something I'm curious about. And she asked the next question. She said, what else are you curious about? And I thought in my head, well, shit, here we go. And so I told her. I basically told her that, hey, for years I've had fantasies about men. I've watched gay porn. I've thought about men. I've been intrigued with cocks. And I think that there's a possibility that I'm bisexual. And it was received very well from her. She was intrigued by it. She's a very curious individual. She will be curious and ask questions before she ever judges.
Yeah, yeah. That's like me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Evidently, she's the exception, not the rule in the world. So
most people aren't curious about anything except themselves.
Yeah, for reals. Yeah. So it kind of just went down that road of, hey, this is an interesting subject. Let's continue to talk about this and explore this together. So nothing happened immediately. This was a, okay, let's start talking about how this might play out in our relationship and whatnot, and how you might explore this in yourself. And she really wanted to kind of think through how that could happen. And so originally, as this conversation took place, we're still in Utah, we're still on vacation, we're talking a lot, spending hours and hours on end together. And we're talking about, well, do we open our marriage up a little bit? Do we see other people? Do you have interest in women? Her answer is the same now as it was then. I have interest, but I just don't know if I'm ready yet. And I don't know how I want that to happen.
Okay.
So we feel like we're getting closer on that. We've had a lot of conversations about her maybe even making a profile on like a lesbian dating site,
uh-huh.
but we just haven't gotten there.
Okay, so you're still on that vacation talking.
Yep, still on that vacation talking, examining all these things. And pretty much in the end, we kind of decide that this is something we would like to potentially just explore together for now. She would feel comfortable with, hey, I'm okay with you being with a man, but I'd like to be there.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't have a problem with that. So that began probably about a four-month kind of search, evidently. And especially if you don't know where to search, because we're new at that and we just don't have a clue. It was hard to know where to search to try to find said man. Where do you find a bisexual man that wants to be with a man and a woman at the same time?
Yeah.
And so kind of looked on Facebook for Facebook groups, found a couple, looked for different apps and websites and found a couple of those. I think the one we kind of were on for a while and had a profile on was called BiCupid.
Oh, okay.
And it was all right, but you get frustrated with this process too, because people fucking ghost you constantly and they message you and you get excited. You're like, oh, this person's actually interested. This person wants to meet with us. No, what they want to do is get you to start talking dirty to them, send them pictures and jack off. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, of course.
So there was a lot of frustrations along the way and a couple times where we just kind of dialed it back like, fuck this. This is a pain in the ass. But at that point, the side of me that is bisexual at that point, because I'm basically at that point saying, yeah, that's what I am, is really wanting to try this. And so fast forward a little bit, 4 months down the road, we find a guy that is, we can call him Frank. And Frank was, it was good because it was our first experience, but looking back on it now, it wasn't good. Oh. Kind of our deal was, let's meet with someone first every time, like out to eat, drinks, whatever. And that's, we kind of stuck with that. So with Frank, we had chatted with him a lot together on, I don't remember whether it was text or what platform it was, chatted with him a lot together, kind of had a sexual chemistry going, met him for some lunch. And then, and it was like a daytime, like a Thursday afternoon, and went to a hotel together. And you could tell, like, all three of us, just crazy nervous.
Let me ask you a quick question. Going into this, what were the rules that you guys had? How involved was she going to be? Was she going to bang the guy? Were you just going to fool around with the guy? What kind of situation did you guys all sign up for?
So essentially it was that our rules all along have been, hey, at any time someone can pull the plug. That's kind of rule number one. If you don't feel comfortable, say so. We're really good non-verbally together. I can look in her eye and know what she's feeling and vice versa. Yeah. So we kind of had that going. I didn't mind if I was going to be with the guy. I didn't mind if she was going to be with the guy, as long as we were both there together and we felt comfortable with it. So that was kind of what we rolled with. We had some random other boundaries, just things we were just not going to do. No violence, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So also along the way, as we're trying to hook up a date like this, we're finding out that everybody wants you to be defined. Everybody wants you to have a definition. What are you? And we're like, oh, we don't know what the fuck we are. We're a couple that's married.
Want to have the best sex you've ever had in years? Then you need to get yourself some Via High Love gummies. I got an email from a listener of mine that bought them last time I advertised them. And literally the guy said, me and my wife had the best sex that we've ever had in 40 years. Promise you. That's a real review. Via High Love Gummies will get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Via also offers zero THC products. They have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy, okay? You want something that's going to put you to sleep and keep you asleep? Try the Zen CBD gummies. I normally take melatonin to go to sleep. I took one of these. I got so tired like a normal person and then fell asleep and had the best night's sleep ever. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies for great sex and check out all the other Via products. And the best part is Via legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com. VIIAHEMP.com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com for 15% off and a free pack of dream gummies. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. We're like you. We're exactly like you. That's why we're all talking.
Yeah.
So we're all on the same page.
Essentially, we did finally, I guess, define it as non-monogamous, ethically non-monogamous pansexual.
Okay.
So anyway, we're with Frank, and he's real nervous, but I'm like the kind of guy, the kind of person that's, I'm not going to sit around and be nervous. I'm going to jump off that cliff. So essentially, I unzipped Frank's pants and stuck his dick in.
Oh, my God. For you, because you've been like, this is something you've been pining for your whole life. We really didn't go back and talk about when you started, you know, watching male porn and stuff. But you know, you're at this point, you're in your 40s. You've been doing it your whole life. You finally cop to it. And now you got a dick in your mouth. Like, was that great for you?
It was.
Yeah.
I wanted to fuck a dick for as long as I could remember. And I loved it. I mean, I still love it to this day. I have a dick in my mouth. So, okay. So yeah, so it was awesome to do that. I did not kiss Frank. I was at a point where I was like, I don't know if I want to kiss a dude.
Yeah.
That felt weird to me. So we messed around with him a lot. He never got fully hard. So he didn't have sex with my wife and he didn't have sex with me. I did fuck him, I believe. And if my memory serves, it's been over a year ago now.
Yeah.
And I certainly fucked my wife. And we really enjoyed that. And just so that experience was over pretty quick. On a side note, it's funny how many of these men will tell you that they're straight. And I always laugh because I'm like, if you're straight, then why is your dick in my mouth right now? Or why is my dick in your ass?
Well, did you listen to Dr. Joe Court's episode? I aired it twice.
I don't think I've heard.
Well, you should before you make that assumption, because I used to argue with all my guests. OK, but I have talked to hundreds of people and there are plenty of guys who are straight that every now and then just want to suck a dick. Telling you.
Yeah,
and when you listen to his episode, he's a sexologist. He's got his PhD. He's a smart dude. He's gay. And when he explains it, the way he explains it, there's a difference between sexual orientation and erotic orientation. Sometimes someone's just doing it because it's erotic to them in that moment. And that's it.
It doesn't mean anything else.
So when he explains it, it is true. Because, you know, and I used to feel the same way you did. I'm just telling you, go listen to that episode. It would, for you, I think you would really enjoy it. It's super interesting.
Yeah, and I can see that point. I will say that some of the guys, like Frank, for instance, said, "Oh, well, I'm bisexual, but you know, I'm closet bisexual," is what he said. But really, I'm a straight man. But this straight man really didn't show a lot of interest in my wife that day, so I don't think he was all that straight a man. He seemed like he was a very gay man that needed to come out of the closet.
Yeah, maybe like he's. Listen, he was closeted. Everybody has their different story. I talk to so many people that have this seemingly the same story, but when you ask a million questions, you find out that it is a very different story. And that's why I'll talk to 100 guys that like a dick in their mouth, and I'm going to get 100 different stories. But I will tell you, a lot of the times, the story is, I'm fucking straight, but every now and then I like to suck a dick, and I love women. Frank's story would be maybe, like you said, very different. Maybe he is fully gay and he just hasn't come to terms with that. We don't know.
True. And everybody is different, no doubt about it. And what we figured out is something different turns everybody on.
Yeah, totally. But let me ask you this. Yeah. After that first experience, you're with Frank. It's the first time you blow someone. It's the first time your wife sees guy-on-guy action. This wasn't something she was pining for, but she was open for it. Did she? Was it like exciting for her? Was she into it?
Turns out she loves it.
Interesting.
She loves seeing me with a man. She loves seeing me sucking a dick. She loves seeing a guy suck my dick. She loves seeing me get fucked. She just loves it. Turns her on so much. It's crazy. And it had this effect on our marriage. And our marriage was already going way better than it had ever been. Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden, hey, we're just being open with each other about everything.
Yeah.
And almost right after that trip where I came out to her, I started doing some counseling and kind of opened myself up emotionally where I could actually express some shit for once in my life. I wasn't just a man being a man and holding everything inside.
Yeah.
So all this plus now we've had this experience and our marriage was just incredible. Like we had sex for days just talking about it and thinking about it and what did you like, what did I like, and just it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is every time we're with a guy together, same situation.
Quick question, because you did say, I know like he didn't fuck me but I fucked him, so are you a switch, like you could go either way?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
I will say that I prefer bottom.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy a dick in my ass.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to beat around the bush there at all, but I don't mind going the other way either.
Right, right. Cool.
But
so you're switch.
To be honest, if I'm going to fuck someone, I would just as soon fuck my wife. But
okay. So let's go back to Frank. So you have that experience with Frank. Your wife loves it. You love it. It's not ideal because he doesn't get hard. It lasts quick. I get it. But it's still great because it is your first time finally getting what you want. It's better mm-hmm. than nothing at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So then we're pretty motivated at that point to find who's next. So we keep searching. I think this may have been the one we found on BiCupid. We find this guy. His name is Gary. And he is interesting. I had seen him on the site, and I didn't think my wife would have any interest because he was a big guy, but not big fat, big power lifter strong, like not defined muscle and all that, but just big.
No. I think girls like that. I like that. That's my type.
It turned out that really turned her on.
Yeah.
She's like, I just want him to pick me up and fucking throw me around.
Yeah, it's like a manly man.
And I'm like, okay, I'm down with that. I think he's decent looking enough that let's do it. So we end up hooking up with this guy. And again, same thing, never gets hard. And I'm like, all right, this is getting irritating at this point. I want a hard dick. So, but we had a good experience with him. We actually ended up playing out a scenario where we met him at a hotel bar. And I sat across the room, across the bar, and he walked in and met my wife and sat and had drinks with her. And I sat over there and kind of with blue balls, like, what the fuck are they talking about? I want to know. And then I see her flash me a look and stand up. And I'm like, yep, we're going upstairs to the room. So we go upstairs to the room with them. And at this point, I think that first experience had just opened her up because, like, we get up to the room and it's a nice room with a little couch in it. And she basically... he sits down, she moves over, straddles him, and just starts making out with him. And I'm like, at this point, I'm over there hard as a rock. This is so fucking hot. And so as it turns out, not only does my wife love seeing me with a man, I love watching her with another man.
Right. So now you realize you're into the whole, that's like a hot wifing kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. And that we get there down the road as we get more comfortable, we change our boundaries a little bit and we end up kind of getting to that point.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are today, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now having got to that point. But so with Gary, we have a good time. We do a lot of stuff. He eats her pussy and makes her come good. He blows me. I blow him. I fuck my wife a lot in front of him and just kind of have a really nice, really good time. And same thing. We walk away from that experience just on cloud nine. We have great sex. We talk about it all the time. And yet it still wasn't completely fulfilling because he never got completely hard. And there was, but he kind of said, hey, I have a lot going on in my life. That's what was going on. Next time we're together, I'll be hard.
Uh-huh.
We tried to hook up one more time. It didn't happen. He bowed out at the last minute. We had already reserved a hotel room and
oh,
blah, blah,
God.
Blah. And we have pretty firm rules about if you burn us, if you say you're going to meet us and then you don't have a good reason for screwing us over, for flaking us, then we're done with you. Like, we're not going to, because we're the type of people that if we say we're going to do something, we do it.
Yeah.
End of discussion, right? So we find another guy, and he turned out to be a regular for a little while. His name was Jacob, and he's a guy that's been married three times, been a swinger, has tons of experience in the lifestyle, is bi, and we just had probably three or four times with him where it was just great. It was outstanding. We got comfortable enough with him that we let him start fucking my wife with no condom. We had, and turns out that another man coming inside my wife is a real turn on to me. I ate every last drop of it out of her. We just had a great time with him. And it was the first time I kissed a man and enjoyed that as well. And I just realized at this point that, you know what? I can have the same sexual passion for a man that I can for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I will never have the same sexual passion for anybody like I do for my wife. She turns me on. Nobody can. But like, I can kiss a man. I can do everything to a man that I can do to a woman and be fine with it. So at this point, I'm like, you know what? No doubt in my mind, I am completely bisexual and I'm okay with the right people in the world knowing about it.
Yeah. And let me tell you, the difference between you and all those other guys that say they're straight and they like to suck a dick, they don't feel that way. They don't want anything to do with any other part of a guy's body. A lot of them accept the dick and they just want to blow it and they want to get the fuck out. Like, seriously. And they're not lying because they're calling into my show. They get, why would they lie to me? I'm not their wife. So it's just, that's the, I think that that's the big difference between guys that aren't really bisexual and like to do it and guys who are, you know? And I think that's how you figured that out for yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And along this is like a life journey for me at this point. This is like fucking huge. I'm doing counseling. I'm starting to understand who I am as a person. My therapist is this woman that I just absolutely love. I'm sure we'd be great friends if she wasn't my therapist. And I have told her everything. She knows every bit of this. She's actually a certified sex therapist as well. So
Nothing
throws her. Mm-hmm. And she'll know that we have a date coming up this weekend. She's, I can't wait for you to tell me about it next week. And I'll tell her every detail. And so it's good. It's good to have a person besides my wife that I can tell about this. And so along the way, also, we've come out to a few people.
Really?
We have some friends that are pretty liberal people, a husband and wife couple. And we our boys play baseball together. We see them every weekend at baseball tournaments, and we're pretty good friends with them. And the wife asked my wife one morning, hey, what'd you guys do last night? My wife kind of froze up because she thought to herself, do I tell her? They're very liberal people. They're very open people. And so I was actually coaching the team at the time, and her husband was coaching with me. So I'm on the field, and my wife is texting me going, she just asked me this, and I kind of want to tell her. And I'm like, well, if you feel comfortable. So we go back and forth about this a little bit.
Yeah.
Because at that point, she had just said, oh, well, something like, I can't really tell you or whatever. And then, of course, that lady is super nosy, too. She's like, you can't tell me what. No. So they end up kind of standing off together by themselves. And my wife says, we were on a date with a guy. And that, of course, piques her interest. Like, what? Joe lets you, fuck other guys? And she's like, well, not just me, but he does too. So all this kind of comes out, and then they decide, and our deal with if we decide to tell someone is, hey, we're going to give you the high level information, we get together with other men and Joe is bisexual, and then leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to know more, you ask questions,
right?
So that's how we handle that. So they ended up going out, I think, during the week and walking our dogs together and spending like 2 hours like talking about this. And she asked a bunch of questions, and then my deal all along was, hey, I know they're open, I know they're liberal, but I have to work with the husband coaching this baseball team, and I'm like, I don't need him to judge me or to feel different about me. So we kind of go back and forth with the wife about whether it's okay for her to tell him or not, and we finally decide, and my wife tells her, If you're 100% sure that your husband is not going to judge my husband, then yeah, you can tell him. So interestingly, we have a baseball practice that night, and I'm walking across the field with this guy after the practice, and he says, "So I heard something interesting today," and I was like, "Oh shit."
I'm surprised he brought it up. I feel like most guys would just like let that remain a secret, even if they know, because it's a weird conversation to have.
No, this dude is so bold.
Like, yeah. Okay. Obviously.
Yeah. And so, yeah, kind of figured you'd hear about that. And he basically says, for the record, I don't fucking care.
That's cool.
It doesn't faze me at all. And it's just been that way ever since then. That was probably about a year ago. In that time, we've gone on a vacation with them to Mexico. They are not swingers. They are not bi. They are not. So everything completely platonic. But spending a week with them in Mexico was funny, because I'd be walking down the beach with him, headed back with drinks for our wives, and he would see me check out a dude, and he'd be like, "You're pretty fucking greedy is what it is." I was like, "What?" He's like, "I only get to look at the women, and you get turned on by fucking everybody."
Yeah, you're living the life. I always tell my straight friends, you're losing out. You're missing out. Like, gay men and openly bisexual guys, they're really living the dream, because they're like hooking up with guys. The guys are just like guys. They'll just fuck anybody in 2 seconds. You know what I mean? It's a very big difference. They're having the most sex. Okay, every single person that listens to my show knows I'm totally down to get every guy to try a little anal action. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right, you don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint, and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And for anyone that doesn't know where your taint is, it is that little runway spot in between your balls and your asshole. You just rub that over there, you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And let me tell you, people who have called into my show who talk about a prostate orgasm are like, "Oh my God, it's like the best thing you've ever experienced." And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections, and if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com. Use code STRICTLY to get 20% off and have yourself the best orgasm ever.
No, there's no doubt about it. And that's the funny thing, is finding a bi man to be with both of us is difficult, because my wife has a little bit higher standards than me. She wants to meet the person. She wants to know more about them.
Yeah.
Clearly. But if it's just a dude and I want to get laid, I'll just fuck a dude and not really.
Exactly.
Like, and that's happened. Like, we have opened up that boundary where she's, okay, I want you to have more experiences. So figure out in what way you can hook up with guys, and we'll talk about the guy first, but then go and do it. Have these experiences.
Wow.
Live out your sexuality. So it turns out that I'm probably the luckiest man alive as far as a wife, because I've talked to a lot of men that are bi that are like, "No, my wife doesn't know, could never know. She would divorce me instantly." And I'm like, "Oh, I struck it rich here." I am extremely lucky, and I have had experiences. I've got an account on Grindr now where I meet guys every day on there, and I'm like, everybody just wants to instantly send you a picture of their dick, and it's nice. I love to see dicks, but I'm like, okay, let's maybe figure out whether this is going somewhere or not. So,
well, walk me through your solo experiences. You said you started playing solo. You said you guys got into the hot wifing thing. Let's start with the playing solo. Like, I know, like, it came up. When was your first solo experience, and what went down?
So I met a guy through Grindr. And he just wanted to hook up. And so I show my wife his pictures and then what we're chatting about. I'm like, "This guy wants me to come over to his place right now." And she's like, "What do you think?" I'm like, "Why the fuck not?" She's like, "Go do it." So I leave one afternoon. I go do stuff with this guy. It was okay. It was not great. It you know, as you well know, people use their greatest pictures of all time on these.
I don't know why. I think you should do the opposite, you know, and then people will be excited that, like, wow, you look better than your pictures. How do they, how, to me, if I put like the best photo ever and then I was like actually going and meeting someone in real life, I would be so stressed out. Oh my God, they're going to see the real me. You know what I mean? I don't understand people.
We got a friend and that's what she said. She's on a, she's single. She's on a dating website and she's, I was putting my best pictures on there. She's, and then a guy walked into a date with me and I could see the disappointment in his eyes. And she goes, I never want to see that fucking book again.
Oh my God. So that's what I mean.
She does not use her best pictures anymore.
Yes. You want to use your, it's the ones that are kind of average, if not below average. Then you show up and you're going to be like, the guy's going to be, or the woman's going to be pleasantly surprised. But so many people don't roll like that, by the way. You're right. Like most of them use their best pictures. It's stupid.
So the guy is not nearly as good looking as he came across, and he's got some weird shit like in the middle of it. He fucking licks my armpit and I'm like,
oh my God, wait, oh my God, I'm dying right now because listen, Joe, you have not heard my Samantha episode, okay? Like seriously, I feel like you got two couples are going to align because she said there's two things that guys ask for that they are not into and she doesn't understand it, but she gets it a lot. And one is feet and they're not into that at all. And one is armpits and she's freaked out, not interested at all. And I was like, oh, I love armpit licking. Well, we had a whole conversation, but it's so funny that you have experienced it too and didn't like it. You guys are like a match made in heaven, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And you know what? What's weird is I like my wife's armpits. I like the way she smells. I will not lick it. I think that's fucking gross. But
no,
like,
it's not. It feels great for her. Trust me. Try it.
I'll pull her arms up over her head. I'll sniff her and come. Right. Yeah. Like it's almost like a chemical reaction. It's awesome. But yeah, so this guy licks my armpit and like he's getting into it. And I'll let some things go for a little while because I'm kind of a, I'm going to look through the door before I just shut it. So I'll let him lick my armpit a little bit. And then like he fucking bit my armpit. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Get the fuck out of my armpit.
Oh my God. So fucking funny.
That wasn't the best solo experience, but had met a few more guys over time. Not a ton. I'm not out there fucking a different guy every day, anything like that. Probably maybe 5 or 6 overall.
But that's a good amount. But that's the difference between men and women, right? You haven't been doing this for very long, but like you said, your wife's pickier than you. She wants to know somebody a little bit. But a guy will just like fuck someone right away. You're wired that way. So it's like you could have 5 or 6 guys in a short amount of time. A woman, for her to find 5 or 6 guys that she'd be down to fuck, it could take 2 years, 3 years.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. It's definitely one of those things. So I'll kind of bring you up to speed on the hot wife side of it and her finally going out on her own.
Yeah.
That's something we talked about for a while. And one time even I was out of town with the kids on a trip and she was at home and we talked about, hey, why we kind of had this fantasy where why don't you go out to a bar, see if you can pick up a guy, see if you can take him home. And that is not her thing. She is an introvert, but she's kind of into this when we're talking about it.
Yeah.
She ends up going out that evening to have a drink, doesn't talk to anybody, hangs out by herself. And I'm like, you're a pussy. But this it's just her personality. We realized in retrospect that that was not going to happen. She wasn't going to randomly pick up on some dude and go home with him. So, but we both kind of thought, hey, we want this to happen. And part of me wanting it to happen was I knew I had some insecurities about it, but I didn't know exactly what they were and I needed to unpack it. So, okay, if we do this finally, if you can get with a guy, then we'll know what it is and we can work our way through it. So,
what, your insecurities, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So this doesn't end up happening until, interestingly, the same weekend I started listening to your podcast. So I'm gone in Vegas for the weekend for a sporting event that I participate in. And my two youngest kids are with me because they participate in the same sporting event. So we're all out of town. And she's like, I want to do something this weekend. So as we're leading up to this weekend, I'm trying to hook her up with a couple different guys we know, we've been with before. And then finally, I managed to make it happen because, again, she's pretty shy, pretty introverted. So I'm trying to help facilitate this. So I finally managed to make it happen with a guy we've been chatting with, but we haven't met with yet. Like we've been chatting with him for a couple months. Yeah. And it just, for whatever reason, scheduling never worked out. And so I hit him up and I'm like, hey, do you have any interest in fucking my wife? Well, what guy's going to be like, no, gross.
Yeah.
So they set this deal up on this Sunday morning while I'm in Vegas, literally a Sunday morning, because when he was available is when she was available. They go to a hotel, they meet, and they fuck for 4.5 hours. So turns out that one of my insecurities is her safety. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, when you get there and you meet him and y'all get started, just check in on me like half an hour in, so I know you're okay. Well, I don't hear shit for an hour and a half, and halfway across the country. So I'm kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
You know, and so finally she texts me, sorry, we were just into it and blah, blah, blah. And this is an hour and a half in. I'm like, all right, well, I'm realizing that now I don't want to be pissed at her because it's not something I should be angry about, but I'm definitely frustrated about that.
Yeah.
And so they do it for 3 more hours.
Wow.
Like, just like rabbits. And honestly, most of our experiences with men, we get together, the two of us with a man, we're in the hotel together for 4 or 5 hours.
So it's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a long experience. We enjoy it. We'll have sex, and that's a great thing about multiple people. If I come and then I just want to lay down and rest for a minute in the bed, there's two other people who can be doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, so those are what our experiences are like. So it didn't surprise me that they were together for like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. But, you know, also it kind of had me freaking out. So then it's over and we talk through it and everything. And then I'm drove to Vegas. So driving home from Vegas, 17 hours. And on the drive home, I'm listening to more and more of your podcasts. And one of them was the dude that the hot wife got pregnant.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And so I'm not worried about that. She's taken care of there. Nobody's going to get pregnant. But the thing that I picked up on from that was reclaiming sex.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's something that we need to make part of our life if this is going to happen. Right.
Totally.
So we talk about that when we get back, and she doesn't like the term reclaim.
Okay.
Like we take more of a partnership approach to our marriage. We're equals. It's, you know, I'm like, well, it doesn't matter what the fucking term is. What it means is we're coming back together and talking about it and enjoying what happened. So we've reconnection sex.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
So like literally I drove all night home from Vegas because I couldn't wait. I was fired up about this. We had had a little bit of tension between us about my insecurities. We had talked through it, but we had talked also about what they did. And I'm just turned on and I just can't wait to get home and fuck her. So literally it's 7:30 in the morning. I'm home from Vegas and we just come back to the bedroom and fuck for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about the situation and everything. So it was really good from that standpoint. And we've decided that it's not something she wants to do all the time. But it's something she's definitely open to doing again, going out with a guy on her own and then coming back. And so we also decided that, hey, if this is important on your end, it's important on my end. So if I'm going to go be with a guy, then we're going to get together and we're going to have reconnection sex and we're going to talk through it. Because she loves hearing about every detail of when I'm with a guy.
Let me ask you a question, because you did say, you know, we wanted to try it out because there was a part of me that had some reservations and I didn't know what they were. Like, did you find out what your reservations were or what you felt insecure about? Was it more clear to you after that first experience?
Absolutely. One of them was definitely her safety. Like, just making sure she's okay. Listen, I'm married to a strong woman. She can take care of herself. And when I say strong, I don't mean she's a big girl or anything like that. I just mean she's a strong woman. But it's still part of my duty to make sure that I keep my people safe. And I guess the other thing is, we hesitate to call it jealousy. I would call it more FOMO, fear of missing out. She's doing something that, God, I want to be there to watch. I want to see it. Like, and I'm not there to see it. Missing it. Fucking crazy. So there's a little bit of that. And then I think it's pretty natural for a man. She learned that, like, okay, I need to be careful with the words I use, because the first thing she told me after she had been with this guy was, his dick felt amazing. And I kind of got like, oh, his dick felt amazing. So does my dick feel amazing? And we've talked it through. We thankfully, that's the deal. Like, communicate, over communicate, talk a lot. And so we've talked it through, and it felt amazing because it was new. She's like, I know your dick. She's like, I love your dick. It's the most comfortable dick in the world to me because I've been with it millions of times. But his was new. It was different. That's why it felt amazing. I'm like, okay, yeah. I get that. We're cool. It's funny. It's a completely different deal if we're together with the guy. But we have a regular guy that we see, and we probably only see him about once every 4 or 5 weeks because he's super busy. But we just love him. Everything about him is great. The way he kisses is great. His body is, his skin is soft. His dick is great. He's a black guy, and we don't care. We don't care, white, black.
Yeah.
But he's wonderful to be with. And we've seen him probably 5, 6, 7 times now. I don't even know how many times, but he's got a big dick. It's not super thick, but it's long. And he makes her come. So I love seeing her sitting on another man's dick, like riding a guy. Like, I will sit there behind them. If I can pull his dick out of her and put it in my mouth and taste it, I'll do that. It's just fucking awesome. So he makes her come so much, and I'm not jealous of his dick one bit because he also fucks me, and I love his dick too.
There you go. So you do have the compersion thing. It's just maybe when they're solo play, that's where you just can't get into it as much. And maybe it's because you so love that dick too that you want to be there. It's probably tied into the FOMO thing as well.
Like I said, I think it's just jealousy that I want to be there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I want to cry too.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
So, yeah, so you know, if we're with someone together and she says he's amazing, I'm like, fucking, yeah, yes. God damn, that feels good.
Yeah. A lot of these guys that have that kink, like I said, they're not into guys. So there's no FOMO, right? Like, they don't want that dick, but they like that their wife had it. So it makes sense in your situation because you are very into dick and you're very open about it, and that you would feel that way, that you didn't get to experience it because you're into that.
Absolutely. So there's also kind of a funny story that's like right now going on at not as we speak, but it's part of our life at the moment. So a couple of months ago, I'm at a gas station filling up my truck, and I see clearly a crossdresser, tall, nice legs, dressed completely like a slut, pumping gas over near me. And I'm like, this person doesn't go out and do this and dress like this because they don't want attention. So I'm just going to go say, hey, I'm not some dirty creeper weirdo that's going to go over and creep on them. I'll say hi to anybody. I'll compliment somebody if I see something I like, just because I think it's a nice thing to do. So I walk up and I say, hey, just wanted to let you know that I think you look really nice. And she says, I don't even know what she says, but we strike up a conversation. And pretty soon she kind of tells me what she does. She's, I dress like this. I go to adult theaters and I fuck guys. And that's who I am. It's like, my alter ego is straight. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. So I actually take a picture of her. I go home and I talk to my wife about her later. I'm like, I met this woman today, or this crossdresser today. I was like, I was really turned on, blah, blah, blah. Show her the picture. She's like, really? So you want to do that? And I'm like, I do. You really want to go to an adult theater? I'm like, not really my thing. Like, I don't know. It's never been my thing to go to a place and just randomly fuck multiple guys. I don't know. Just not for me, I guess.
Yeah.
But this is where she wants to meet me. So my wife says, yeah, do it. Why not? So I do it. Have a great time and enjoy the hell out of it.
But what exactly goes down? You got to walk me through that scenario. Does your wife come with you?
No, she did not come with me. No.
Okay.
She has no desire to be anywhere near an adult theater.
Yeah, I got it.
She's so yeah, I go and I meet this person, and turns out that she doesn't like kissing men. All right, that's cool. That's fine, whatever. But there's a lot of touching. She is very gentle, like very delicate with her fingers, touches all over, runs her fingers over you, and is very slow. Does not just jump into it. Doesn't just bend over and be like, pound my ass. She's taking her time, touching all over, sucks my dick, and really just does things to the head of my dick with her tongue in her mouth. It's like, whoa, that was a sensitive feeling. Wow. Just kind of a totally different feel than any other man I've been with, for sure. And so, but it ramps up. So we go from she's just touching me gently and whatnot, and kind of gently sucking my dick, to deep throating my dick, and to I've got her bent over the couch in the adult theater and I'm just fucking the shit out of her. And it was a really fun experience. So we're always about safe sex. She was definitely about safe sex. I wasn't getting in her ass without a condom on. So had a condom on. Fuck her. I come. It's a good experience. And she's always does this thing where after I come, she's like, just stay right there. She wants to feel like every throb of my dick before I'm done and before I pull it out. And I'm like, all right, I'm not dominant kind of, I'm going to do everything my way. If someone asks for something and it's not offensive to me, then I'll do it. So yeah, I'll leave it in there. And then I pull my dick out. She pulls the condom off me, turns it upside down and just drains it all into her mouth. And I was like, that one surprised me. I was like, wow, never seen someone do that before.
Oh my God, that's so funny. It doesn't surprise me. I've heard it all, but that's so interesting. Have you gone back there a bunch of times to see her?
Yes. So I've seen her multiple times now, but this story gets better.
Okay, good.
It's the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, so, okay, good.
Go home, of course, I tell my wife about all this. And she's intrigued by the details, but then she starts asking me questions, just curiosity questions. Well, who is she when she's not her cross-dressing? I'm like, I don't know. You know, it's always like this. She'll ask me questions like, I don't know, I didn't ask. I was fucking very curious. And this whole time, I'm telling the cross-dresser that I'm married. I have her blessing. This is all good. And little do I know until later, she doesn't believe a word of it. She believes I'm married, but she doesn't believe that my wife knows about her, nothing. But I don't know this. I'm just an honest person. I assume everybody believes what I'm fucking saying.
Yeah, we're always projecting, but because you're honest, you think other people think you're honest. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So three or four times we get together, we do the same thing, and we're enjoying it. And it's kind of ramping up a little bit. And all this time, my wife is asking me questions. And I'm going back and telling the crossdresser, my wife is curious about you. She wants to know things. And he's like, give her my email address. Because that's how we're communicating, by email.
Mm-hmm.
And it does turn out, I've learned enough to know that the crossdresser is married, that the wife knows nothing of this. And that's why the email address and the separate phone that only works on Wi-Fi that she checks it. And then all this shit. It's pretty, there's a pretty complicated system to make sure the wife doesn't ever learn about this. I give my wife the email address. She emails her and just starts, introduces herself and starts asking questions. Again, come to find out later, she doesn't even believe that this is my wife emailing her.
Of course. You know, she's like,
but finally, after a while, and I'm still seeing her every week or two at this point. Finally, after a while, my wife says, I'd like to meet you. So decides to meet the cross-dresser personality for coffee at a Starbucks.
Okay. Is she going to be dressed or not dressed?
Dressed.
Okay.
Like dressed, but dressed the way she dresses. So probably a little more conservative than how she comes to the adult theater, because it's like she's barely wearing any. She doesn't need to do any more than take off her panties in the adult theater for me to pretty much have access to everything.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, going out to Starbucks, I'm sure dressed a little bit more conservatively, but no doubt that she's a slutty cross-dresser still, which in and of itself makes my wife nervous. That, like, I can't believe I'm going to meet with this fucking person in public. But they meet. And they hit it off. Because honestly, the cross-dresser is a really nice person. Like, nice to talk to, easy to talk to. So they meet and they hit it off. And the cross-dresser is really intrigued by my wife and wants to meet her. And, like, starts just divulging all these details that I know nothing about. All of a sudden, my wife knows the straight male name and knows where he works, what he does for a living, and all this shit. I'm like, how did you find all this out?
She's
like,
asked.
And it turns out that because the crossdresser has an affinity for my wife at this point, is kind of excited by her, likes her a lot, is willing to pretty much tell her damn near anything. So, like, a week or two later, she meets with him, the male version, and they have coffee together again. And I'm like, this is interesting. And turns out that this crossdresser is older than us, but I didn't know how much older. And I didn't care. I didn't ask.
Yeah. Right.
Was having fun with the crossdresser version. So, but age isn't a big thing to us. Younger gets iffy. Yeah. I'll have guys grinder hit on me. They're like 19. I'm like, the age of my son. No. But older, okay. if we like the person, we like the person. So she has coffee with him, actually gives him a little kiss at the end of the coffee date, which just drives him, literally tiny kiss, but drives him bananas. And there's all these emails back and forth between them and between both of us and him, her. I don't even know how to refer to her at this point. So then we have the next week, a coffee date between the three of us. And she was scared to death. And again, this was the straight male version that I was meeting for the first time. She was scared to death that that would change the way I looked at the cross-dressing version. And I get it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. But I'm not, that's not who I am. I'm like, I like the person. I don't fucking care. And immediately when I met him, I could see the cross-dresser's features in his eyes, in his mouth, in his hands. I was like, okay, this doesn't throw me off at all because this is the same person to me.
Mm-hmm.
He plays it up like they're different people. To me, this is the same person. And so we have pretty frank conversation at coffee and everything. And I'm like, listen, here's the deal. I'm like, I think you're bisexual and you just haven't kind of worked that out yet. I said, that's just my personal opinion. I said, I know that this side of you does men and whatnot, but he's, you know, very stuck in the fact that no, I don't do men. As a man, I don't do men. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So this relationship has progressed over a couple of weeks now, and we're kind of at present day now. We have a date set up with this guy for 2 weeks from now on a Saturday night. Where, and it's going to be the cross-dresser and my wife and I in a hotel. So, and they actually had a fourth date, I guess, together where they went out to a park and sat at a park bench for an hour and a half and made out and touched each other. Nothing below the clothes, but, you know, and really got her cranked up. And we had, after that day, we had really good reconnection sex. Like, I was fired up to know about the way he touched her and the way he kissed her and how it turned her on and how wet she was. So it was good.
That's so interesting.
This is like a super unique situation where I'm seeing, or she's kind of seeing his male alter ego, and then we're going to see potentially them both together.
Yeah, and I think your wife has a little bit of a curiosity for women. Maybe that also satisfies that a little bit, don't you think?
For sure. And then she's also curious about what she hasn't seen. So she's like, I can't wait to watch you and the crossdresser fuck. Like, I can't wait to watch what you all do together.
Yeah.
I want to sit, watch you all do your thing. And I'm like, that's cool. Yeah, absolutely.
When is that planned for?
March 2nd.
Oh, okay. You're about to have this super interesting hookup. Now, does your wife know you're calling in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She was in the room for about half of it because she was just kind of getting ready for her day. So.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so if you want to send in anonymous pics, like people send me in pics all the time for Patreon, if you want to, you could do that. Nothing X-rated. The X-rated stuff, if you want to post anything X-rated, you could do that on Discord. People are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in X-rated stuff, but the R-rated stuff are sexy pics of you guys. If you want, you could send them. Samantha sent in pics. You could go look at this couple that I'm trying to hook you up with. You're so in line
just
with
email
them. What? Just email them
just
to me.
Email
yeah.
Those
yeah.
Pics?
Yeah. Email them to me. Listen, Joe, I love your story. I think what a great, story it is for other people to hear, maybe other guys who are keeping their shit under wraps. You are super lucky that you were not only able to share it with your wife, but that the fact that she was, you know, like I said, not only accepting of it, but really into it, just like this Samantha woman. That's not common. So I know that you realize how lucky you are.
We started this journey when my wife asked me, what else are you curious about that it would end up where we are now, where we're
can you fucking believe? Yeah, or even go take it one step before when you were at that church being brainwashed. Would you ever think you'd be here? Do you know what I mean? I mean, living your best life, and I think that's
being gay is bad, and having sex is bad, and pretty much everything is fucking bad.
Oh my God, you are going to hell, okay? Considering all the shit that you and your wife have been doing, straight to hell.
We laugh often about what would this person think if they knew, you know what
oh
I mean?
Oh my God. Oh my God. And yeah, that's the other part of your story that's super interesting, that you have been kind of open with some people and they were cool. And it just goes to show that at the end of the day, you never know. I think there's always, it's a flip of a coin. Are people going to accept it or are they not? Are people going to be into
well,
it?
I think
or,
you know.
You never know. You know who,
like,
right?
Like my wife's best friend knows. She's told her. Like they see each other like once a month, but when they see each other, they sit down for 6 hours and talk. And so, like, she's told her fucking everything.
Right. That's cool.
And she's cool with it. And my wife's sister knows. And she's cool with it. And now my sister knows. So it really is like we would just as soon come out to as many people as we can.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Because, and at this point, this is me. This is who I am.
Yeah,
and
I love that.
So me or fuck off as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. I think that it's so amazing that here you are in your 40s now living your best life and you have everything out on the table. How freeing is that? Because you have a lot of years left, and what a better way to live them than to be keeping that those fantasies under wraps. Now you're living out your dreams. But thanks so much for sharing your story. It's super interesting. It was great. You too. Bye, Joe. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.